Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. You have to find what feels good for you. You have to figure it out. My friend Adrian, who teaches Yoga with Adrian, someone I just love, one of the great original, big online yoga teachers, just an amazing, amazing person. I think her whole brand was like, find what feels good. I love that. And it's a very common saying in the health circles, but I feel like a lot of people don't run in health circles. And so what feels good for you? Like, what feels good for you? Like, genuinely feels good mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. You need to journal about that. What feels good to me in my health practices? So I'll give you some of mine, because I want to make these tactical as well. For me, what feels good for me personally, and it's not the same for everyone, what feels good for me, as an example, a calm, slow morning. I'm pretty dumb in the morning. I'm slow to rouse in the morning. I like to, kind of shuffle around the house, get a tea or a coffee. I know you're like, you drink coffee now? I'm like, I do, usually half calf maybe, mostly decaf, but once in a while, I went on a trip to France and they had that espresso and oh my gosh, it ruined me. I think I went 36, 37 years of my life without any coffee. Anyway, but now it's the flavor. And it'll sit down with my book, a little piece of paper, or my journal, and just, I like a slow morning. A slow morning is great for my mental health. That's for me, right? My wife is the opposite. She's incredible. By like 10 a.m., she has done more than most humans in a decade. I don't know how she does it. Shout out to Denise. Like one of the most amazing, she wakes up and a list of things download into her brain. And she just starts going at them. It's unbelievable. Talk about a morning person. My mom, the opposite. My dad, he was ready to get up and go to work because he was in the military all his life. Biologically, we all have different rhythms, don't we? Right? Some of those are conditioned and we create. Some of that's how we are. I think I conditioned my slow morning because I like it. What feels good to me is a slow morning. How simple is that? How controllable is that? Even if there's chaos and there's a lot going on, I can find my moments, which we'll talk about. I can find my moments to recalibrate and reset, even if it's hectic and crazy because there's people around the house or something's going on. Still, I got to make sure that morning finds those moments of calm and peace and intention for myself. Otherwise, it can really frazzle out a lot of the day. So that feels good to me. Also, what feels good for me is sleep. We can't have a conversation without this. If you have never done hard work to figure out exactly how you can have your best night of sleep on a recurring basis, there's almost nothing more we would need to talk about than you doing that alone. Sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night for all humans all around the world is vital. People always say, no, Brendan, you don't understand. I can do 6 hours a night. I'm like, yes, you can. And you have no idea how much more effective and happy you would be with more. But I can get away with this, or you don't understand this, or this thing's going on, or I just had the kids. I'm like, trust me, I understand. I've been doing this and teaching this for 20 years. I've had all the conversations. There's no surprise you're going to throw at me about sleep. What happens, though, is people use the excuses versus make the plans. I need you to make the plans. I need you to make the plans. Very key. I need you to make the plans. So what is your plan for having great sleep? And sometimes it sucks. I get it. It's like you feel like you just can't even get a break.
You know, there's life, there's intensity, there's things, there's people, there's family, there's all that. You know, I get it. And you got to figure that piece out for you. I love sleep. It feels good to me, so I try to protect it. What else? Find what feels good. You know what feels good for me? Planning. If you looked at my growth day, my plan, it's full. It's filled out with plans and deadlines and reminders. If you look at next to my computer, there's all these checklists written down. And by the way, I don't naturally do that. I actually don't like planning. I love the mental and emotional effect of planning. Anyone follow that one? Yeah, you guys see, right? That's the difference maker for me. I don't like the act of sitting down and doing it. It's not like I find tons of joy in organizing my life. I just don't. I love the mental clarity, the peace, the progress that comes from making plans. Write down your goals, write down your deadlines, identify your projects, know who you need to reach out to, know who you're waiting on, know what your priorities are of the day. If you need any advice on this in Growth Day, remember, you can go to the Learn section, you can smash the Watch Past Events, and you can watch an entire month of training on productivity. You can go to your courses and watch an entire training on the habit of productivity from the world's largest research study on high-performance habits, that high-performance habit builder course that you have unlocked in the course section of your app. Just go to the Learn section, go to courses, and you can see high-performance habit builder. There's a whole section just on productivity. And that productivity isn't done just to get ahead and to succeed. It's because you feel better when you organize your life better.
Hey, it's Brandon jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
When you lead life and live life with more intention, when you have a little bit more clarity, you feel better. Strip away someone's clarity, their intention, their connection with what they need to do today, and misery sets in over time. We just know it. With no connection to our intention and our future, we feel less motivated and good today. That's why the plan is so important for me. What else feels good to me? Less carbs. You know, I love to eat them. I don't like the feeling afterwards. I love to eat them. The feeling afterwards does not align with my energetic vision, right? So I would be a person who my natural tendency would like, give me all the potato chips, give me all the pizza, give me all the bad food 24/7. But the effect of it doesn't align with my energetic vision. And I know when I do those things and I feel terrible the next day, it's so out of alignment for what I want energetically in my life. My self-respect goes down. I get down and I'm less productive, happy. Does that make sense? Very key to understand. Very key to understand. That's for me. Again, I'm sharing you my things. Another thing I know feels good for me, because people always ask, I'm like massive amounts of water and electrolytes every day. Like, I really believe most people are so dehydrated, they have no idea that most headaches, as an example, are tied to dehydration. Most people have no idea that their physical stiffness and inflammation happens because they're not having enough water go through their body. A lot of people are so dehydrated and they're shocked when you just like drink some more water and like, really? And they start doing that, like, this changed my life, oh my God. And now they have like fancy little bottles all around the house and they carry them along with them, you know? I think it's important that most people realize how critical hydration is to their lives. So I have to learn that. I also know that what feels good to me is a body that's not inflamed by terrible diet or things that I drink or consume that increases inflammation. As inflammation goes up, fatigue goes up. As inflammation goes up, weight goes up. As inflammation goes up, life expectancy goes down. Like, you want to find one or two main culprits of dis-ease in our health physically? Inflammation. A high inflammation diet kills you sooner. So we have to figure out, like, okay, we have to study, like, what are the things that inflame my body? That's partially knowing what you might be allergic to, right? Your food allergies, as an example. But also just the basics of understanding certain things that you eat or consume tends to elevate your level of inflammation. And if you don't know what those are, see a dietitian, a nutritionist, go read some books, watch some videos on YouTube about anti-inflammation diets. And you'll see it completely changes your life, did for me. Another thing that works for me is supplementation. I take supplements every day that help me with focus and energy. And I do that, as many of you know, for my condition. I had a brain injury. And with a traumatic brain injury, it took a long time to heal from it. And I use supplementation to increase oxygenation, blood flow, and help me maintain the focus, maintain my energy mentally. And so that was important to me. You have to find out what's important to you. I had medical expertise supporting me in finding that. I didn't want to take a bunch of prescriptions. I just wanted to find out natural supplementations that could help me, and I did that. So I have a lot of adaptogenic herbs, as an example, to help me stay a little more focused and deal with stress. That supports me. You have to find out what supports you. I always tell people, if you haven't optimized your supplementation yet, you haven't even started the health journey. Say that again. If you haven't figured out how to optimize your supplementation, you haven't even started your health journey. Because you wouldn't know what to supplement with unless you explored your own diet, your nutrition, and your energetic goals. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because, believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan,
or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.